An Explicit Confession to the Church. Chapter 9. Does Ellen G. White contradict herself? The question may be asked. These Ellen G. White statements do appear clear and convincing. But did she say other things that contradict these things? Are you withholding from the reader other spirit of prophecy material that says emphatically that the post-1888 leadership did truly accept the message which was to have been the beginning of the latter rain and the loud cry? Ellen G. White was not given to contradicting herself. If there were such statements, Movement of Destiny would have published them. We have thus far in this confession considered more relevant Ellen G. White material on this subject than is found in the entire 700 pages of Movement of Destiny. The context is given clearly in each instance. There is not the remotest possibility that the Lord's messenger contradicts the clear meaning that she herself presents in this abundant testimony. The testimony is emphatic that those, some, who were on the Lord's side were few. Some did accept and humbled their hearts in contrition and would have been ready to enter into the finishing of God's work in that generation. But they are always identified as few, while the opposers among the leadership are as often identified as many, or by the generic term, our brethren, or as those in responsible positions in Battle Creek. In every instance where the word many refers to those who rejoiced in the 1888 message, the context indicates that they were lay members or younger ministers not in denominational leadership. Always in the full context are found expressions such as these. Our young men look to our older brethren, and as they see that they do not accept the message, but treat it as though it were of no consequence, it influences those who are ignorant of the scriptures to reject the light. These men who refuse to receive truth interpose themselves between the people and the light. How long will those at the head of the work keep themselves aloof from the message of God?